What's good, everybody? It's the Clowning with Cap show. As expected, all the favorites won game one. I'm really disappointed in the Lakers. It wasn't because of LeBron or AD. It was their supporting cast, their role players. D'Angelo Russell went 1-for-9 from the three-point. If they want to win a championship, if LeBron wants to get his fifth NBA championship, he has to have help. You just have to. I mean, any superstars, even in the past, Michael Jordan had help. You know, all these great players, Kobe Bryant had help. And a lot of people want to bash Kobe and say he's the GOAT. Well, if it wasn't for Shaq, Kobe would not have won his first three championships. We have to remember Shaq won the finals 3 years in a row, MVP, averaged over 30 a game, averaged over 15 boards a game. So Shaq was one of the most dominant players ever, and it was because of Shaq, not Kobe. Kobe had that help. So there's a reason that Kobe has five championships, but not to knock Kobe. Rest in peace to the legend, but we can't forget the main pieces of why some of these superstars win championships. I just think for the Lakers and LeBron, he's going to do his thing. AD really played well. This was the game where really the Lakers should have won game one. They really should have won this game, and they were up by 12 in the first quarter. There's no excuses. I mean, AD balled out with 32 points and 14 boards. Bron had 27, but like I said, D'Angelo Russell, 1-for-9 from three-point range. That's not good enough. Austin Reeves, a starter in the NBA, only 13 points. I love the over on Austin Reeves tonight. It's 14.5. I think he's going to hit that easy. I think he'll hit that in the first half. I love Austin Reeves to go off tonight. I think he's one of the guys that, you know, LeBron's in his ear saying, hey, you got the green light tonight. Start chucking up threes. Hit these good open jump shots. That's what you need to do. That's what the role players need to do to run deep in the playoffs. I mean, you're playing against Jokic. I mean, the best big man in the league by a long shot. Won MVP last year for a reason. NBA Finals MVP. Jokic had 32-12 last game. And really, it's kind of a great matchup between him and AD. But we see Jokic is the more stronger guy. I wish Anthony Davis would hit the weight room during the offseason, but it's showing right now that Anthony Davis doesn't hit the weight room. He's getting bodied. Jokic is getting the second chance opportunity. So for AD, that's the key for him is do not let Jokic get the second chance opportunities. If he's missing a buddy, you got to get that board. You have to do the extra things for the Lakers if you want to win. But right now, it's crazy because Denver's won 9 straight against the Lakers. And this is a terrible look for LeBron and company, right? If LeBron wants to win his fifth championship, he's got to do it right now. It's such a small window. LeBron's 39. We understand he's not at his peak anymore. LeBron's not, even though he's still one of the smartest NBA basketball players of all time, one of the greatest IQs of the game. He could see the court is just as good as any point guard that we've seen in the game. You know, better than Kyrie. If I could compare it, it's kind of, he has the same passing abilities like a Steve Nash. Even though Steve Nash, he was famous for those behind-the-back passes, the way LeBron sees the floor, it reminds me of like a Steve Nash-esque-like player. He just sees the floor great. That's what LeBron does. He makes his teammates better around him. So I think this is the game, in game two, where LeBron has to take over and say, look, give me the ball in the post. I'm going to post up here. This is a post-up type of game for LeBron. Slow the game down. How did LeBron James back in 2016 beat Golden State Warriors? He said, let's slow the game down. You know, a lot of teams want a fast pace, throw up threes. We're going to slow the game down. Throw it in the post to LeBron. Let him shoot it when there's like 3 or 2 seconds left on the shot clock and hit those shots. That's how you're going to beat these type of teams like the Denver Nuggets. I mean, they're the champions. So I think if the Lakers do win, this is the game they got to do it in game two. You know, you have to. You have to go 1-1, going back to L.A., best of 7. I think the Lakers got to take this game tonight. They got to. If they go down 2-0, they literally lost 10 games in a row against Denver. It's just not a good look. It really isn't. They're not the same team as they were last year. So I think for Anthony Davis and LeBron, they're going to do the things. It's a supporting cast. D'Angelo Russell's the X-factor type of player. He's their point guard. He's got to hit the threes when they're calling for him. You got to. You got to have the ice in the veins because right now D'Angelo Russell is looking suspect. He's looking terrible. 1-for-9? You're not going to beat any NBA team going 1-for-9 for a, you know, role player. Really a third or fourth option on the Lakers right now. I would say Austin Reeves is their third player type of guy that they're going to go to, not D'Angelo Russell. D'Angelo Russell's really not a good three-point shooter. He's more of a jumper, driving dish type of player. So I think the Lakers, they got to get back to their MO, post up with AD, post up with LeBron, and if they double on LeBron or AD, kick it out to Reeves, kick out one of their role players and hit the shots. Because we already know what Jokic is going to do. He's going to put up a triple-double. And Jamal Murray, 22 points and 10 assists in game one. Jamal Murray, they got to lock Jamal Murray down. It's going to be interesting who they put on him. Austin Reeves, maybe. I just think Jamal Murray's another type of player. He's their number two in Denver. So you're going to have to stop him. Don't let Jokic beat you single-handedly. So I think the Lakers need to clamp down on defense. Don't allow second-chance opportunities. And I think the LeBron, they can win. They can win tonight. So that's my upset right now, is the LeBron and the Los Angeles Lakers to go into Denver tonight and steal game two in Denver. Go up early, just like they did in game one, but they got to hold that lead. They have to. So I'm going the Lakers with the upset. Then I went Indiana Pacers over the Bucks, Milwaukee Bucks. That was a really dumb pick, even though I thought, you know, with Giannis being out, it made sense to go Indiana Pacers. Indiana Pacers had a great season this year. Tyrese Halliburton, one of the best players in the league, right? You know, he's on the Olympic team this year, which is crazy, right? He had 9 points in game one. He went in, and Drew Holiday, shout out to Drew Holiday, on the Boston Celtics, but yet Kyrie Irving doesn't make the Olympic team? That is crazy to me. Kyrie, really? Kyrie's one of the greatest point guards the game has ever seen, probably the best ball handler the game has ever seen next to Allen Iverson, yet they snub Kyrie from the Olympic team this year? That is crazy, dude. And Kyrie even said it best. Back when Kyrie first came into the league back in 2011, 2012, you had to try out for the Olympic team. You had to go against the best players in the world. We saw what Kyrie did to the best players in the world. He literally cooked them. He could get any shot he wanted. He can create an open space. Nobody has the ball handling skills that Kyrie has. And literally now all of a sudden this year in 2024, they say, hey, we're just going to, you know, wing it. We're going to have Drew Holiday on the Olympic team. We're going to have Tyrese Halliburton on the Olympic team and not Kyrie Irving. That is crazy. That blows my mind. And Kyrie, even though they lost in game one to the Clippers, he dropped 31. But Tyrese Halliburton's not even scoring double digits right now in the playoffs. And yet he's on the Olympic team and Kyrie isn't. If the NBA is not getting political than it already is, that is crazy to me. Like, how do we do this? How's the NBA snub Kyrie from the Olympic team? He cooks everybody. He's been balling his whole time. He's been in the NBA. We remember back in 2016, him and LeBron single-handedly carried them to the NBA Finals and single-handedly won the NBA Finals because of Kyrie and LeBron. They beat the best team ever in Golden State, 73-9 team. They were better than Michael Jordan's 72-10 team, or 73-10, or 72, one of the two. It was crazy. Like, Kyrie, he averaged 40 a game in the finals. Like, and we're going to snub Kyrie off the Olympic team? That's a horrible look for the NBA. It's way too political now. It's crazy to me. And Kyrie just not going there? That is nuts, dude. And we saw what Luka does, 33. Luka, we already know what Luka's going to do. Luka's like 6'9". He can shoot. He plays like a shooting guard. He really does. He can move nice. And my knack is with Luka is he doesn't really play good defense. And that's my knack. He doesn't really go out there live balls. He's not the type of player to dive or take charges when you need him to. That's just not who Luka is. That's kind of how the NBA's been, you know, the past like 10 years all of a sudden, where a lot of guys typically don't play hard defense as they used to back in the early 2000s and late 90s. That defense has kind of gone away right now, even though the athletes are getting better and all this. But right now, the Mavs, they really stuck out to me where I'm just like, man, they need to go at the Clippers here. They really do. You know, Kawhi's kind of iffy with the knee injury. So I think right now the Mavs, all they have is really Luka and Kyrie. Nobody really helps them besides them two. But we saw what LeBron and Kyrie did. They can do it. I think Luka and the Mavs, they need to get game two. If they go down 2-0 to the Clippers, I think it's going to be a long shot to come back. And I think the Clippers are going to win that series if they win game two. I think this is a huge game. But like I said, I can't believe the NBA snubbed Kyrie off the Olympic team. That is crazy to me, dude. That just tells you it's way more politics than who's the better player. We know that Kyrie's better than Drew Holiday. We know he's better than Tyrese Halliburton. We know this. It's just political now. It sucks. It sucks to say, but I think the Mavs need to go in and win tonight. They really do, even though the Clippers are favorite right now. But like I said, all the favorites won in game one. If you would have hit all the favorites, it was probably like plus 700, which is a smart bet. betting on the favorites in game one, especially Boston, betting on them to beat the Miami Heat. Miami Heat had a quick turnaround, so that made sense why Boston won. I'm just not sticking with Boston to win it all. They just, who's their most grittiest player? It's their guards. You know, you need a big guy to be gritty. You need a big guy to, you know, rough up other players, to get extra rebounds, to dive on the floor. That's what you need to do. In Boston, they're not like that, dude. They're just kind of, you know, a really good team, but no gritty players. No guys that are going to dive on the loose ball for on the ground. You just not that. Those aren't the type of players. You see Jason Tatum doing that? You see Jaylen Brown doing that? No. Those guys, I don't know what it is, but Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, they do not play well together. And don't be surprised if one of those two guys are traded at the end of this season. I don't see that happening. I don't see them really meshing together. I mean, Boston has a great, probably the best roster in the NBA right now. Boston, yes, they're the number one seed, but I don't think they're going to win it. They just don't have the mojo. They don't have the team chemistry, and they don't have that grit to them. They don't have that mean grit where, hey, we're ready for the challenge. We're going to body you guys. We're going to foul you really hard. That's not who Boston is. Now, Boston back in 2008 with KD or KG, Kevin Garnett, you know, Ray Allen, those guys, Rajon Rondo, like, yes, even Paul Pierce, whatever, but they were great. Those guys were gritty. Kevin Garnett was a gritty player. They don't have that type of player in this Boston team this year. That's why I don't see Boston win at all, but I do think Boston's going to take game two against Miami tomorrow night. I like that bet, so go that bet all the way. And then we got the Phoenix Suns versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. I was wrong on the Suns. Same thing, the Suns don't have grit. They have one of the best offenses in the NBA, but no defense, no grit. We saw Anthony Edwards just go crazy against the Suns and said, hey, this is my time. This is our time. I'm knowing the new blood in the NBA, and really went at KD. Really went at KD, even though KD went off. Booker goes off, but, like, who's their most grittiest player on the Phoenix Suns? Like, nobody, really. Nobody. I mean, let's be honest here. Like, Grayson Allen, like, come on. Like, I just think the Suns, man, what I saw from game one was that them just getting exploded on defense. They have no defense whatsoever. Yes, they can put up points. I mean, anybody can in the NBA now. You know, the average size over 6'6", 6'7". Yeah, anybody can score in the NBA, but can they play defense? Can they play both sides of the court? That's the main issue here. And the Phoenix Suns, the answer is no. They can't play defense. So I think the Suns might honestly lose in five or six games. Six is even being nice. But what I saw from game one is they don't play defense. They don't have good help side. And really, they just give up on certain plays. Even some of the shots, they were uncontested. They're like, you can't do that, dude. This is the highest level of basketball, and you guys are going to leave some of these shots wide open, uncontested shots. Like, this is crazy, dude. Like, wow. I never thought that would happen. But right now, I'm going Minnesota. I'm changing my pick. I went Phoenix Suns. But what I saw from game one is that Phoenix Suns, they don't have defense. They don't. And the old cliches, still true to this day. Defense does win championships. And right now, the Phoenix Suns with Booker and KD, yes, they're nice, but no defense. Like, they're just bodying everybody. The Phoenix Suns, man, they're the JV level type of players on defense. They're just going to get bodied. We're going to back you down, and we're going to hit a fadeaway jumper on you every single time. Or we're going to come down and hit a three, throw it in the post, do whatever we want on offense. That's what they're going to do in Minnesota. And Anthony Edwards, that's what he did all in game one. And I see that happen in game two. So I'm going to go Minnesota to go up 2-0 against the Phoenix Suns. And then we got the Magic versus the Cavs. I picked the Cavs in this matchup. I think the Cavs will win in five and six games. I love the Cavs. Davion Mitchell, superstar type of player. I think that's the difference. Even though the Magic, yes, they got some great players, but I to be honest, haven't really watched much of the Magic this year to tell you, hey, they're going to win. I just don't. I've seen the Cavs play, and I know what Davion Mitchell's about. He can put up 70. He put up 70 this year. What was it, 71 or 73? Like, that's crazy. Davion Mitchell, he's that type of player, kind of like a Kyrie-esque type of player. Like, he's the closest thing to Kyrie. Like, he can create off the dribble. He's a good point guard. He sees the vision of the court. So I'm going Cavs in game two, even though this could go back and forth. You just never know. But I'm going Cavs in game two. And then we got the Thunder barely winning game one, only by 2 points against the Pelicans. Look, SGA, shout out to Alexander, man. This guy's a gamer. He's averaged over 30 points a game this year, and he's not in, like, the MVP candidate. I don't understand that. Like I said, again, the NBA is being way too political now. That's just a scary sight. The NBA should not be in politics whatsoever. We know what SGA is about. And I'm telling you, OKC is going to win this series. Even though they're a one seed, I do see them losing a couple games against the Pelicans. Now, if Zion was healthy and on the Pelicans right now, I would go Pelicans. Pelicans would have won last night. I think Pelicans really would have won in six if they had Zion. But Zion being hurt, another injury for Zion, which sucks. And I think that's his, not just his youth, but I think it's really his discipline for Zion. Zion not being on a strict diet. Like, you're a professional athlete here. You can afford a chef. We eat the best foods. Everything's organic. You're putting everything good in your body. But Zion didn't do that, obviously, when he first came into the league. Still eating McDonald's every night. Eating fast food. Like, he doesn't care. Like, that's why it's catching up to you. That's why these injuries start catching up to you as you get older. Like, you got to eat the right foods. You got to intake all these good things. Have the right trainers around you. And I think Zion, it kind of caught up to him. It really did. But I'm hoping the best for Zion and a fast recovery. But yet again, he's hurt again. This is like, you know, what, 2 or 3 years now where Zion's been hurt when the team needed him the most? Even last year in the playoffs, he was hurt. So right now, I'm going Thunder. I'm just going Thunder right now. It makes sense to me. SGA is one of the best scorers in the NBA right now, one of the best players in the league. So I'm going SGA all day. But I want to talk about the Pacers. Why are the Pacers losing these games when Giannis is not playing? And to me, it's just like the chemistry was great. They had good flow. With Tyrese Halliburton, it was just like, man, he had a great season. He even played well in the All-Star game. But this is the playoffs now. Scoring 9 points in the playoffs in game one against the Bucks without Giannis on the court. That's terrible, dude. Like, you're Olympics. Like, you're on the team already. You're on the Olympic team. And yet you're only put up single-digit numbers. Like, imagine if LeBron would never do that. We already know that. LeBron would never put up single-digit numbers. That is crazy, dude. Like, 9 points? Dude, this is insane to me. It makes sense. The Pacers, they need to bounce back in game two. This is it, man. Like, without Giannis, this is the time where you need to be beating the Bucks. You guys should have took game one, but why didn't you? Because you couldn't contain Damian Lillard. I blame coaching. You got to double-team Damian Lillard. Without Giannis, you got to. You got to stop Damian Lillard. 35 points in the first half, dude. They cooked the Pacers. It was over in the first half. It really was. It was sad. And that was his only points. He didn't even score in the second half. He didn't even need to. That's crazy, right? When we have a point guard in Damian Lillard pulling up from half court like Steph Curry range, dropping threes, scoring 35 on the Pacers in the first half, not even in the second half. Like, why are the Pacers? That's why they're losing these games, dude. Like, you got to play better defense. You just have to. The Pacers could get swept when Giannis comes back. I don't think Giannis is going to be back anytime soon, right? You never know. I think Giannis understands, man, if we go up 2-0, I could really rest. We can afford to lose a game or two, and then I could come back in game five or game six, something like that. But right now, Damian Lillard, he's one of the best point guards in the league, one of the most underrated point guards. Just think, Damian Lillard's been snubbed from the All-Star game, like, many years. Like, this was years when he was in Portland, dude, and Damian Lillard's hitting game winners on Paul George, you know, balling on Russell Westbrook, but yet they're not going to put Damian Lillard in the All-Star game. That's crazy to me, dude. Same thing. You know, we fast forward. You know, Kyrie not getting in the Olympic team. That's crazy, dude. Like, go to Kyrie's highlights when he first tried out in 2012 on the Olympic team. He was cooking Kobe. He was cooking KD. He was cooking all the best players in the NBA at the time, dude. And he's still doing it. Scored 31 in game one. Like, it gets the Clippers. And Luka had 33. Like, what are we talking about here? Kyrie has to be on the Olympic team. That's crazy to me. I'm going Mavs. I'm going Mavs in game two. I think the Mavs have a bounce back game, but they gotta find different players to adjust. You gotta have your role players step up. That's what the Mavs have to do. Same thing with the Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron and company. You have to have these type of role players step up and play great. Gabe Vincent for the Lakers, he's got to step up. You know, he's not the same player as he was last year with the Heat, dude. Like, he was good. Like, these are the type of players where the role players, they got to have a big game. Austin Reeves for the Lakers, got to have a big game. He's got to score 20-plus for the Lakers to beat the Denver Nuggets to make it really, really competitive late game. That's what you have to do. The Lakers are going against the champions, so it's not going to be easy. Nothing's going to be easy going against the former champions. You know, you got Aaron Gordon. They're not the same team as they were last year. I get that, but they really have a similar squad, even though they lost a couple players. But overall, the Lakers, there's no excuse anymore. You know, you guys got superstar talent. You got D'Angelo Russell, who's really inconsistent. but it's really had some good big games this season. This is a game where D'Angelo Russell and Austin Reeves need to show out. Game two, you're in Denver. You cannot go down 2-0 against Denver, the former champions, and you lose 10 straight against the Denver Nuggets. 10 in a row. You cannot do that. They're already not 0-9 right now. In the past year and a half, 2 years, 0-9 against Denver. So I think LeBron James, they need to lock in this game. They need the role players to step up. AD, he's going to do his thing. AD and Jokic, they're going to do their thing. We already know they're going to put up 20-plus. They're going to get over 10-plus boards. We already know what they're capable of. They're going to do that. It's the other players around them. We saw, you know, Jamal Murray, 22 points. That's solid for Jamal Murray. Now watch Jamal Murray ball out. He could go for 30-plus. He can get hot and hit all types of threes, just like he did last year when they swept the Lakers. So the Lakers, man, all the pressure's on them right now. Like, they got it. They got to step up here. They cannot lose 10 straight against the Denver Nuggets, the former champions. So I'm going the Lakers tonight. I think AD steps it up. I think LeBron James, the over, I believe, is 28.5 on LeBron. I like the over here. Why do I like the over? Because I think LeBron is going to get in that zone where, hey, throw it to me in the high post, the mid post, and let me go to work. You know, I don't want LeBron to chuck up threes anymore. I want him to go to the low post, hit these nice short jump shots. That's what LeBron James needs to do. Nobody could guard that. So LeBron, 6'9", 250, straight brick house, throw it in the post, have him post him up, hit fadeaway jumpers all night. That's what LeBron James needs to do. That's the MO to beat Denver. Slow them down, make them play hard defense, get them wear out. So by the fourth quarter, the Lakers are up by 5. This is the perfect time. Throw it into AD, throw it into LeBron, and if they double team, kick it out to Austin Reeves and D'Lo. And that's how you're going to beat the Denver Nuggets. If not, if you're not hitting your open threes, if you're the Lakers, you're going to lose again. You're going to continue to lose. You might get swept again just like you did last year if you cannot hit your open shots. So the Los Angeles Lakers, hit your open shots. I'm going the Lakers tonight with the upset. I really am. They're going back to LA 1-1. I can't wait for this. What a time. It's the NBA. It's the Clowning with Cavs show. Let's go!